Well, it's Black Friday. A recent survey said that only 77% of Americans actually 77% of Americans said they were not going to be going shopping on this day. But those of you who are, get ready, get set, and stop. And listen to this advice from Michelle Singletary. She's personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. Michelle, welcome as always.
Oh, thank you.
So you've got some advice before people head out to shop. First of all, use your credit. Now, you have been the leading voice on do not pile up on your credit card. But why do you think that this is the time to use your credit card?
Yeah, I wanted to give some advice because I'm throwing my hands up and thinking, you know, all of you are going to go out there and shop for everybody and your mama. So let me try to help you spend well. And if you're going to be buying big ticket items, that iPad, that iPhone, that whatever, use credit because you have more advantages to credit. If it comes broken or there's something wrong with it, you can argue the charge and the credit card company will be your advocate.
There's protections.
That's exactly right. That's more protections for you. For those big ticket items. Otherwise, you know, I really like people to spend cash, but big things use credit.
Well, and you say still keep your spending to less than 30% of your available credit card balance and don't spend more than you can pay off in the next billing cycle.
That's right. I mean, this is not the time of year to throw caution to the wind. You don't want to have a lot of charges on your credit card because that will bring down your credit score. And the benchmark is about 30%. So let's say you have a $1,000 available balance. You don't want to spend more than $300 on that card or all the cards collectively, 30%. And definitely, please, folks, don't put on a credit card what you can't pay off by the next billing cycle.
You also say when you're using your credit card, they of course give points. Keep that in mind. But sign up for what? Loyalty card and email alerts?
Yeah, I say act like a dog when you're shopping this holiday season, meaning be loyal, like the family pet. You know, I have loyalty cards for the stores, you know, the three that I shop at. And, you know, you can get email alerts and they'll let you know when sales are coming up. They'll send you, you know, certificates for, you know, 15% off, 20% off, 50% off. You'll get it before the regular customers. And they're usually things that I'm actually going to go to buy. I'm not tempted to buy things that I would normally get, but if I'm already going to the store, it's a great way to save more money.
Okay, so you've gotten great discounts through signing up for those things. You point out that researchers play music at the mall that will make you buy. So stay home if you don't want to be, you know, buy online if you don't want to be affected by that.
That's right. You know, they play into your senses. So if you are one of these people who sort of shop on the cuff, like you go and you don't have a plan, it's better that you actually stay at home because the smells and sounds are being tailored to you. I tell people all the time, you know, why do we have a food court at a mall? I mean, you're going to be out there that long enough, you have to eat, you know, but they know these things. And so there's different smells like the cookies and different things that researchers have found that people who tend to overspend, they directly affect those folks in particular, and they overspend. So just click and save, stay at home, and you'll be less tempted to overspend.
Right. Well, into keeping track of how much you spend, there's apps out there. This is amazing. Tell us what some of the apps are and what they can do.
So one of the apps that I downloaded is called Shop Advisor, and it's an app that keeps track of the products you want to buy and alerts you when the price drops. So if you've got something that you know you want to buy and you want to wait to the optimal time, you download the app and it'll let you know this is coming up. And then also on the app, as you're shopping, it'll tell you where things are on sale in your area. So let's say you want to buy, I don't know, this particular sweater. And it'll say, well, this store costs here and this store costs that. So it saves you running around trying to look for the item and the cheapest price for that item.
Wow. You also mentioned eBay's Red Laser app.
Right. It allows you to scan a barcode and then it searches for items and it finds the best price online or at a particular store, which is what I really like about it, that you will be able to find a price in the area where you're shopping or online. And it's a great way, again, to look for an item and try to find the best price for that item.
But have they invented yet the thing that you say people say they want, which is something that will scan things and keep tally as you put things in your cart?
You know, I was looking for an app and I didn't find one. So if someone sees it, let me know and email me. But I would love to see an app like that. Like just as you put it in the cart, you scan it, it says what it costs. And, you know, by the time you get to the third aisle, it'll sort of beep and let you know, like, you know, when you're backing up and about to hit something, you know, it'll go beep, beep, beep. You've hit your limit.
1,000 software engineers just started making that for you, Michelle.
I want my cut, though.
Well, and again, as you said, if somebody knows of these apps, send us your suggestions for shopping apps. Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. Michelle, thanks as always.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So how is this traditional shopping day going? Well, Mall of America officials in Bloomington, Minnesota say they're hoping to exceed last year's total of 230,000 shoppers over 2 days. But protesters in Ferguson, Missouri are calling for Brown Friday, social justice, not shopping, and its extension of the Black Lives Matter campaign to empower black voices by demonstrating their purchasing power. You're listening to Here and Now.